Hi, everybody. This is your Platinum Upline, James. And I know you've all met me. Pam, I think you met me when I was in West Virginia. Is that correct? Or
I think I met you when we were in Detroit.
Ah, okay. Very good. Very good.
And, yeah.
And, of course, Joy was at the Orlando convention along with Mary Beth. And that's who's on the call. So the reason I'm doing this call, yesterday Young Living Corporate contacted me, asked if I would come to West Virginia to speak at the meeting that is happening next week on Tuesday evening. So they are flying me in. Tuesday, I'll be there in the evening, part of the meeting, and then returning here on Wednesday. I explored with Mary Beth whether I could do a meeting separately from that, maybe the following night, but we decided that that conference call would work better. So we may have a conference call again next week, but this conference call is a pre- Young Living Corporate Meeting Conference called. The reason I'm having it is because there is a certain way that I use these events above and beyond simply attending. What I use these events for is to really drive a lot of volume. I reach out to everybody in my organization. Well, segmented areas of my organization. I have other leaders here in New Jersey that do this with their organization. And I know some of you have gotten the emails that I send before an event like this and respond to it. Notably, Gretchen almost always does. She's not on the call now. But she will contact me after I send out the email and purchase products at a 10% discount. So the way this works, in general, the way these events go is that if you attend the event, you'll get a 10% discount on all the products. Any product that is there, you don't pay shipping. I use them myself personally to stock up on my Ninxia Red so that I don't have to pay for shipping because shipping is quite pricey. So I encourage, if any of you are Ninxia Red drinkers, this is where you can purchase your Ninxia Red without paying the exorbitant shipping charge. But if you don't attend the event, you don't necessarily get free shipping, but you can get the 10% discounts. So what I do is I send an email out to my entire team, and people get back to me, and I take their orders, and then I turn them in at the event. What I've done is sent you an email that has the order form, and if you open it, you'll be able to, well, if you're at, you don't have to do it now, but that order form tells you what products are going to be there. So that's what you can pick up for people locally if they cannot attend the event to order for them. Now, of course, the preferable thing to happen is that people that are local to you in West Virginia will attend the event and they can pick up these products. But if for some reason, like Cynthia couldn't make the conference call tonight, somebody may have another engagement, maybe they have to take their daughter to an open house and they have to, it isn't like there's another date that it can be done. So they won't be able to make it. You can place their order for them, get them the same deal, and if they're local, they can pick it up from you. If it has to ship to them, then they would pay the shipping charge, but they would still get the 10% discount. Now, a little secret with this is that if Young Living for example, the Ninxia 4-pack, that's going to be there. If Young Living runs out of the Ninxia 4-pack, then it will ship for free. So if there is somebody, what I usually do is lay back on placing the order for people who are out of state from, because I go to the ones in New Jersey. So I kind of lay back and see if it, or even people local that I would have to pick it up for, I'd rather not have to haul it all off. So I kind of wait till it sells out, and then I place the order, and then it will ship for free, and I won't have to do all the hauling. See, so that's my little trick I will share with you. So that's one thing. Of course, if we all do that, then they won't sell out, and you'll have to buy them anyway. So and roll them off. But for people, you may have people in your organization who are not in West Virginia, or maybe people you've been talking to that are sitting on the fence about enrolling. So this is the other aspect of this event, is that if somebody enrolls with a Premier Starter Kit, that is a starter kit other than the $40 kit, any one of the larger kits, and they order an additional 50 PV, then they will get a $100 gift certificate. They can use the gift certificate after they've completed two consecutive essential reward autoship orders. By the letter of the rule, it's supposed to be within 6 months that the two consecutive autoship orders happen. And I think they need to be $100 autoship orders. So they need to complete within 6 months, but really it doesn't have to be within 6 months. Better that it does. But if they, and then they can cash in their $100 gift certificate. So this is a great way to encourage people to enroll. So if you're all building your business, you should be out there having people come to this event. They'll get excited. They'll learn about the product. There's raffles. There's giveaways. And then they can enroll and get the $100 gift certificate. In addition, they're not paying for shipping. All the enrollment kits will be there. If they order not just an additional 50 PV, but if it's 165, I guess this month 185 PV total, then they'll get the free promotion, which is this month the it's a thieves something, the thieves hand sanitizer and inner defense. So they can do really well. So it's a good time. You can do really well by encouraging people to enroll now. In addition, in the email I detailed this, there is a new Five to Thrive program that Young Living is introducing. As far as I know, this is the first event that is having it. And this program allows you, the enroller, to earn $100 product credit when you sign up five people at any one of these events. So, and they have to begin with a Premier Starter Kit. They have to be at the event. They cannot be somebody you enroll that isn't there. And they have to be sponsored by the member receiving the product credit. Well, I have to find out the detail on that, if that means that person needs to be their sponsor or enroller. I'm not sure. I would have assumed it's the enroller, but I'll have to get that clarified. So you bring five people there, they enroll with a Premier Starter Kit, you get $100 product credit. Not a gift certificate that you have to wait on to cash in or anything. It's a product credit credited to your Young Living account that you can use for anything that Young Living has to offer. So it's a better deal for you than the gift certificate. So these are – now what I've attached in the email is the order form, and what I do with these is I collect for people who aren't attending, and my situation might be different than yours in that I have people – all over the country that definitely won't be flying into West Virginia to attend. So I fill out these order forms ahead of time. And then I've also attached the distributor agreement because there's usually a person or two or three that I end up enrolling as a distributor. And I complete that ahead of time also because I prefer to do that than to do it at the event because it does take time. and I like to be more present at the events than to be filling out order forms the whole time. So I have done that also. I'm in this for the business. I'm in it for bringing in volume, and this can create huge volume for me. For you, it has in the past created huge volume for me, where my volume has jumped $20,000 just from one of these events that was well attended, that a lot of the people in my organization were really motivated and getting orders from people in their team, getting people to come, and also people that couldn't come. So I hope I haven't gone over this too fast. That, in a nutshell, is the way to work one of these events, not only to go there to learn about the product and learn about the Young Living business, but as a leader, which you all are, to really take charge of your business and grow it. One more thing that I would suggest to all of you, one of the things that I do is I always have, I have a few, but I would suggest you have a couple of the starter kits on hand, maybe an extra Ningxia kit, maybe an extra, kit or two of Ningxia or the everyday oils. And that way, if you enroll somebody, like when I talk to somebody and they're ready to enroll, they're very hot, they're ready and raring to go, you get the product in their hand right then what they would do is their order, which enrolls them, would return to you. You'd have that shipped to you when you get it in. The advantages to that is when people are very fired up, they're like ready to use the oils and try them. Sometimes, we live in the East, it takes about 10 days for that product to reach them, especially after an event. But anytime you place an order, it can take, as you all know, about a week to arrive. By then, the person might have cooled down. Yeah, they were motivated a week ago, but now they get their package, they're busy with this and that, they let it sit for a while. It just slows down the whole process of them using the product, getting interested, and getting more involved. Whereas if they walked off with a kit right when you talk to them, they'd be using the product right away, and it would maintain that motivation. So I suggest to all of you as leaders, this is an excellent time to pick up a kit, an extra kit or two, because you don't pay for shipping, and you get a 10% discount. So this is where I pick up my extra kits also. At this point, I really don't need any extra kits except for Ningxia. I always stock up on my Ningxia Red at these events, again, because the shipping is pretty high, and I save on the shipping. So I've really gone through this very quickly. Do you all have any questions?
I have one. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you clear as a bell.
Great. If someone enrolls as a distributor there that evening, can they turn around and purchase stuff that's available there for 10% off as well?
Everything, yes, that's a very good question.
Okay.
Let me pull up this email that I send to people. Second, Young Living, events, and 10%. So anything they would enroll, so they order one of the kits in the purchase, and everything else they purchase is the wholesale price for them at the 10% discount. Everything is a 10% discount. And anything there, they don't pay for shipping.
All right.
So there's, and if it's something that isn't there, or there is one exception to the 10% discount, that is MU Power, because it's already 10% off. That product is 20% off. So they would get 20% discount on that. And that oil, I used it today. I did some raindrop treatments on people, and both of them got immune power up their spine. It's a very powerful immune-enhancing oil. So, yes, they would get 10% off on everything and get the wholesale prices on everything. And if they did order extra things, of course, they would get the promo, too, which is the inner defense, which they're bringing, and the hand sanitizer free pack. So they're bringing all that there, too. Looks like what they're promoting in this are the thieves products. It looks like some of the roll-ons, the diffusers are going to be there, and the new products, the sacred frankincense, the 15-milliliter bottle is going to be there, which cut the price in about half. Mm. It's a little more than half the price that it used to be. And also the newly formulated alkaline is going to be there, and the Essentialzymes 4, which are our new enzymes, are going to be there. And I believe I'm going to be talking about the enzymes and maybe some of the other products too. I'm going to talk about what Young Living asked me to talk about. It will not be my usual winging it as I go. I have a little slideshow, PowerPoint I'll be working with. Did that answer your question?
It did, thank you.
Excellent, excellent. Any other questions? Okay. Going once, going twice. Okay, so here's what I encourage you to do. Look at the email I sent. Open it, take those files. One of them is already in the distributor resources section of your virtual office. That's the distributor agreement. But this is what the new enrollees or people you are newly enrolling are going to have to complete. And then there's the order form. So they're both there, and you can get it filled out ahead of time for yourself for what you're ordering and also for any other folks who you're ordering for. So they're both those files are in the email that I sent. What else? I think there was something else I wanted to go over, but I'm not thinking of it right now. So I really encourage you to get after this. Your business can be totally boosted. Cynthia has an intention to be an executive this month. So I know she needs to get after it. This can really create the volume that will bring her to an executive. And if any of you become an executive this month, if you wanted to, you could go on the Young Living Cruise. You probably have to pay for most of it, but at least you'd be able to go, and you would have that choice. Aside from that, you'd get a much nicer commission check than you have received before. So this is a way you can really, really get people interested, involved, bring your own volume up. These events are very powerful. And get a lot of people there. We want to have a big turnout. Young Living Corporate sees a big turnout. You know what? They'll be back. We want them back in West Virginia. So big turnout equals Young Living's returning. So we want to get as many, we want to fill that room. And you can let them know that your Platinum Upline, James is going to be here speaking, but, you know, there's product giveaways, there's the discount, there's all the advantages of attending. And it's a lot of fun. So, okay. Okay, so we don't have any more questions. I will work with Mary Beth on potentially scheduling another conference call, maybe next week or maybe the following week, but not specifically geared to working one of these events. But now I've trained you how to do this. One more very important item about what I've just shared with you, keep it on the QT. this isn't really officially the way Young Living's supposed to do it. It's supposed to be these discounts for people who attend the event. And one of my distributors one time shared what we do with someone from another group, a diamond, and that person took it, and it you know that game called Telephone? I think it's called Telephone, where you all sit in a circle and and one person whispers in a person's ear, and it goes all the way around, and by the time it gets to the last person, it's like, where did you get that from? How did you? Yeah, it's so removed from the original message. So what happened was people were calling Young Living customer service saying, I'm supposed to get the 10% discount on this order. You had an event here in Michigan or wherever it was. Yeah, and then it came, well, James Newland said, even though I never had mentioned it to anybody, it came back to me. And so this is a favor done to me because of the relationship I've cultivated with the leadership team in Young Living Corporate. So the favor is that they will take orders for people not there. Yes, it benefits them, too. They have the more sales Young Living has, the more money Young Living makes. So, but we have to keep it on the QT. Do not share how we do this with anybody outside your team. And be very clear, the only people that aren't there that get the discount are people that you have physically placed the order for and handed it to Young Living at the event. So it has to be done. It has to be done on the QT and like that. Nobody can call in to Young Living and say they're supposed to get the 10% discount. And in order to prevent that, just don't share it outside our team. Are we clear?
Okay. Clear. Yes.
All right, very good. Well, I'm very excited. I'm very excited about seeing you all in your home turf in West Virginia. I had a great time when I was there last. It was 2 years ago this month, and it's I'm overdue for another visit. So I'm really glad that I'll be there, even though it'll be short. Okay. Well, I think we can, let's see how I can disengage from turn the recording off. I think I can turn it off and then it stops recording.